Hey listeners, Lex on the Decks here. Before you get stuck into this episode of Hot Girls, I wanted to let you know about something else you may be interested in. Though Hot Girls in its podcast format isn't releasing new episodes any longer, if you head over to my Substack, which is lexonthedecks.substack.com, you'll find more interviews and insight on gender minority artists and how to overcome any barriers to entry. You'll also get the opportunity to sign up to my weekly newsletter, 5 Good Things. This is an email letter which will land in your inbox on Fridays, sharing 5 of my favourite cultural or creative discoveries of the week. You'll find all that on lexonthedecks.substack.com. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy this episode of Hot Girls.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Hot Girls with me, Lex on the Decks. This is the show where we explore the mechanics of the music industry through intimate conversations on creativity and biography episodes which explore the lives of iconic artists. Before I go into today's artist, I want to slightly apologise to my voice because I'm a little bit ill, so you might be able to hear that, but the show must go on, as with music. Dionne Warwick, one of the most remarkable singers to have lived, I believe that. A woman who had a gift and put it to the best possible use. In partnership with Hal David and Burt Bacharach, she delivered some of the most timeless and emotive songs of all time and has had a career spanning over 60 years. She's basically the Queen Victoria of singers. And this is A Lesson in Grace by Dionne Warwick.
Ladies, gentlemen,
listen up. You're listening to Hot Girls with Lex on the Decks.
We in the mix.
It's fire.
Keep it going. We on fire.
From London for the world.
Let's go in.
Dionne Warwick grew up with music. The daughter of a choir manager and a chef cum record promoter, she was born in 1940 in New Jersey. She had a fairly traditional upbringing, which involved lots of prayer and church going. It was in church where she first found her voice, like so many great singers. Her family were a tight unit and there was a lot of love there. She left school aged 19 to pursue a career in music full-time. Her mother, Lee Drinkard, managed a well-known gospel group called the Drinkard Singers, who Dionne describes as the best singers who ever lived. One of the group members was a woman called Sissy. Remember the name? The Drinkard Singers were quite well-known in New York through both performing and recording. They performed on a show called TV Gospel Time when Dionne was with the group, and that was her introduction to television and media. They were successful to a level that Elvis Presley actually requested they become part of his performing entourage. Essentially, though, the majority of their work outside of church was as background singers in recording sessions and performances. Dionne's big moment came in 1962 when she was 22 years old. She was performing backing vocals in a recording session with Burt Bacharach, and he tuned into her voice. He'd been struggling to find a vocalist who could successfully sing his melodies, which were quite complex, and when he heard Dionne singing, he thought she might be able to. The pair began working together, but Dionne's role was, at this stage, just to be the voice of Burt's songwriting demos. When he sent one of those demos into Scepter Records, the president of the label famously said, "Forget the record, get the girl." And that was the beginning of one of the most remarkable musical pairings the world has ever seen. Dionne, Hal, who was the writer, who was the lyricist, and Burt, the melody man, worked together to deliver 15 albums over a 10-year period. I've noticed from studying artist release patterns for this podcast that a lot of these iconic artists had really huge bodies of work. And there might be only a handful of songs which endured. But I think if you're an artist, looking at the volume of that output is something to learn from. You know, no matter how genius a combination of producer, artist, writer, you still have to really create a large volume of material to get those tracks which exist on the level of a song like Living on a Prayer, for example.
Hal David and Burt Bacharach wrote songs for Dionne Warwick. And nobody can sing those songs but Dionne Warwick.
Another thing I want to mention before I call out some of the specific tracks which came out of that period between the beginning of the 60s and the beginning of the 70s is that the formation of a solid partnership. If you listen to the interview I did with Naomi Campagna, she spoke about that being the next fundamental piece of the puzzle for her as an artist and songwriter. And it can be really powerful. The beauty of Amy Winehouse's releases, Sade's releases, the uniqueness of Missy Elliott's material generally came out of great collaborations. So, in case you aren't super familiar with Dionne Warwick's music, I just want to call out some of the singles which have been key to her legacy. The first big one was Don't Make Me Over. This soulful lover's appeal was Dionne's breakthrough hit. Released in 1962, it went into the US chart at number 21. The following year saw the release of my personal favourite Dionne Warwick song, Anyone Who Had a Heart. I think Hal David did a really phenomenal job with the lyrics here, tapping into a relatable human experience, but using words in an angle which feels somehow so unique. It's kind of spinning rejection and making it the craziness of the rejector. Less than a year later came Walk On By, which went to number 6 in the US Billboard charts and number 9 in the UK. In the same period of time, Dionne released the first recording of I Say a Little Prayer, and also Do You Know the Way to San Jose, which won her a Grammy Award. Famously, she did not love that song initially.
Could you share with us what it was that you held so fast, that you hated about this song?
Well, whoa. I mean, they've been writing such prolific, wonderful words to music.
Yes.
Hal David, I feel, is probably the best lyricist of our time. Mm-hmm. And he's written songs that will live long after we're all gone. Whoa. I got to the point where they would play songs for me, and if I said I hated it, that would be the single.
Say you have to do that.
No, that would be the single. That,
the
Definitely.
Single.
Absolutely.
That's always the way.
I was
How
never
did it
criteria.
Feel, though, darling? How did you feel when you... What did
As
it
maybe
feel?
You sensed there in that clip, by the end of the 60s and around the time that this song was released, the strength of the creative bond between the three of them had started to wane, and it was time for them to work with different people and create different art. For Dionne, who, by the way, released her last original single in 2019, that meant a new record deal with Warner, who she released 4 studio albums with through the 70s. This period was a test of Dionne's resilience, I think. Though she has two...
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Much grace to focus on it. The albums just didn't perform commercially anything like her previous material. Most critics seem to reflect on that material that Dionne was great, but the records just weren't. But she kept singing, she kept recording. And then in 1978, the iconic Clive Davis, an A&R and the man at the helm of Arista Records, turned his attention to Dionne and decided she would be a key part of Arista. He apparently said to Dionne at this point, "You may be ready to give the business up, but the business is not ready to give you up." He teamed her up with producer Barry Manilow, and they recorded and released the album Dionne, which put Warwick back in the spotlight and the top of the charts. She also did TV work as a show host through the early 80s, putting that star power to a different use. Since then, Dionne literally hasn't stopped. While the defining era of her career will always be the 60s, her releases and presence on screens and in radios continues to this day. So, some interesting things to know about Dionne Warwick. Well, firstly, I mentioned the name Sissy at the start of this episode. Sissy was the mother of Whitney Houston. Whitney was also picked up by Clive Davies, so arguably, we have Dionne to thank, not only for her own songs, but indirectly for those of Whitney Houston as well, for connecting those dots. In less fun news, in 2013, Dionne filed for bankruptcy due to millions in mispaid taxes. Despite the many millions of records she'd sold, without good tax returns, you can still end up in trouble. And it sounds like in Dionne's case, it was largely down to early errors caused by a financial advisor, which were never resolved, and so ended up with interest taking the outstanding amount to an unrepayable cost. So guys, don't forget that fame does not equal lots of money. You have to be savvy and you have to own that as a separate part of your job. For many years, she lived in Brazil, saying that as a place, it echoed her values more closely than the US. She said, family and the importance of not being denigrated because you happen to love God. But she felt Brazil was a safer space that aligned more closer with her values. She was married once and they had two children together, but the marriage didn't last. And she was quoted as saying in an interview, I was the major earning power. And it was too much to bear for my husband.
Weren't you young and very ambitious to do that?
Always. You know me.
Yes, I do.
So, what are some lessons we can learn from Dionne? Well, firstly, on technique and versatility, she was considered one of the greatest. So study her songs and her singing and learn from that. Another one that I mentioned at the start was around grace. She was always described as graceful and elegant. She had a powerful sense of self-worth combined with low ego. One example of this is when, on her first album release ever, the record label spelt her name wrong on the copies. But instead of being angry, she changed her name and adopted the new name and the new spelling of Warwick. She wasn't offended. She applied grace and she carries the name for the rest of her career.
I used to go to see people that were in a place that I wanted to be. And you were performing at the Persian Room at the Plaza Hotel in New York City. And I remember vividly going there with my notebook. Yeah, I considered going to see people like Diane and Lena Horne and Ella Fitzgerald, my classes. And that's where I learned my craft. I sat in the back of the room and I remember it like it was yesterday. You moved in a certain place on your stage and the spotlight came right to the table and I was furiously writing. And I remember her saying, little girl, what are you doing?
I love that clip because the idea of someone really, really studying what it takes to be great, I think is something that many people would keep a secret, like taking that notebook out and making notes. But that's what it takes. You don't just naturally walk on stage and be an incredible performer. You have to learn how to do it. Finally, one of her enduring records was the song That's What Friends Are For with Elton John, Gladys Knight and Stevie Wonder. And Gladys Knight spoke about how friendship was so important to Dionne and to Gladys herself. The music industry can be a really competitive place and that can leave you feeling isolated and alone. Building relationships within it can tear that down. And Gladys said what they did was help each other out. When it was going well for one, they would kind of cover the other. And when it was going wrong for the other, then they would kind of reverse that. Friendship will help you through everything. Thanks for listening, guys. And thank you, Dionne, for your magnificent voice and beautiful songs and the message of love that you bring through and your power in your femininity. Have a great week, everyone.
Every single recording that I've made, I remember. Every single I've made, I remember. Whether they were hits or not. I equate my recordings as my children, you know, and people always ask you, what's your favorite song? All of them, every single one of them happens to be my favorite.
Yes.
You know, you can't distinguish your favorite child, you know, and that's the way I feel. And some wonderful things are accompanied each song.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all favorites.
I understand that completely.
What up, Lex?
Surprise, good women were destined to rise. Inspiring, celebrating, uplifting the new generation. Some hot girls, you know the vibe. All the hot girls come alive. Some hot girls, you know the vibe. All my hot girls come alive.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.